From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The campaign for Mosul continues amid IS counterattacks. A suicide attack on Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq on Friday killed at least 11 people, while 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar earlier attack on a police compound and other locations in the city of Kirkuk. At least 5 suicide bombers attacked the main police headquarters. One of them was shot dead by police before he managed to explode his suicide vest. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. The attacks are looked upon as counterattacks for the Iraqi government's campaign to reclaim Mosul. In the meantime, the Iraqi city of Karbala, inside the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, who was the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Abdul Mehdi Karbalai delivers a message from the top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He said, "We stress today our beloved fighters, as we have before on many occasions, that they exercise the greatest degree of restraint in dealing with civilians stuck in the areas where there is fighting. Protect them and prevent any harm to them by all possible means. We call upon the good people of Mosul to cooperate with the security forces as much as possible and to facilitate their mission." In Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby addressed the situation in Mosul.
Which is an Iraqi offensive. It's an Iraqi campaign plan, an Iraqi strategy. And we have been nothing but supportive of Prime Minister Abadi's efforts to provide the command and control infrastructure he needs in order to conduct this successfully. It's ongoing. It's going to be, we believe, still a tough fight.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met in Ankara on Friday and discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Turkey wants to have a larger role, but the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish involvement. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in East Aleppo on Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city, although UN officials did not identify which forces. On Thursday, Russia ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. Russia's largest naval deployment in years raised eyebrows as the flotilla sailed past Norway through the English Channel on the way to the eastern Mediterranean Sea to support Moscow's air campaign in Syria. The British Royal Navy shadowed the Russian fleet on Friday as it passed through the channel in what was thought to be partly a response test of members of NATO, the Western Military Alliance. A diplomat with NATO told Reuters news agency it was Russia's largest deployment since the end of the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed concern the flotilla may join attacks on Aleppo and increase the human suffering. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared on October the 8th. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government practice that began when protests erupted a year ago. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search suspects in their homes without a court order. The United States has voiced concern about the restrictions and the authorization of detentions without warrants, saying the tactics would further enshrine the type of response that has failed to ameliorate the recent political crisis. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
In the meantime, in U.S. politics, at a traditionally humorous charity event on Thursday night, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back their barbs. At the 71st Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner, an annual event hosted by the Catholic charity, the two candidates shared a stage and attempted political comedy. Donald Trump.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Now, Secretary Clinton took over the microphone after Trump opening her remarks by poking fun at her recent health concerns.
I took a break from my rigorous nap schedule to be here.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.